Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. We read of the account of the resurrection of our great Savior from the dead. We read verses 1 through 10. And for our short meditation this morning, we'll be looking at verses 9 and 10. This is God's word. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to draw, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For as an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it, his countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen just as he said, 'Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.' So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, 'Rejoice!' So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. And Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go, tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" Having heard God's word, what is your response?
Amen.
It is here in the gospel according to St. Matthew in verses 9 and 10 that we have a greeting which is recorded for you and me that is like no other. And as we spend just a few minutes together thinking about verses 9 and 10, I want you to consider three things in this early morning hour. First of all, consider the one who speaks the greeting. The one who speaks the greeting. It is Jesus. We read in verse 9, "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying." It is Jesus who speaks. And I want you to consider how important and how significant this is. The women whom he speaks to had thought that Jesus would never speak again. They had concluded, in light of the events of the last few days, that Jesus was silenced forever. They thought that death had the final word and there would be no more word from Jesus. The only words which continued to ring in their ears were the words of Judas, who said, "There he is," and betrayed Jesus with a kiss. The only words which continued to ring in their ears was the word of the high priest, who cried out blasphemy and condemned the Lord Jesus Christ unto death itself. The only words which they indeed could recall were the words of Pontius Pilate as he submitted to the will of the people, dipping the tips of his fingers in the water, washing his hands and saying, "You see to it, I am innocent of this man's blood." They heard as the cross was indeed raised and placed into the ground, and they heard the convulsing of the body of Jesus, the insults of the people. They heard Jesus cry from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The cry of dereliction, and they heard the silence as Jesus died. And there was a long Sabbath day, time to think that they would never hear the voice of Jesus again. And though on this first day of the week, this day of resurrection, they have heard the shocking words of an angel, now they hear the one whose voice had raised the dead. They hear the voice of one who had stilled the storm. They hear the voice of one whom they thought they would never, ever hear again. They hear the voice of one who had healed the sick, who had cast out Satan, who forgave the sinner, and who scattered darkness from the depths of the soul by his words. This one speaks. He is not silenced by death, but he speaks as victorious over death and damnation. He speaks as triumphant over sin and Satan. He speaks as conquering both judgment and hell itself. And these are words which are precious indeed. Not just the testimony of an angel, but indeed the very voice of Jesus, the beloved one, the bridegroom of our souls, the one who indeed is not silenced, but ever lives to speak his living word unto his people. And so this is a greeting like no other. It is one which astonishes. It is one which indeed transforms. And so we hear the voice of Jesus in this greeting like no other, the one who speaks. But secondly, consider the words which he says. There are three principal things which Jesus says in this greeting, which is like no other. He says, first of all, rejoice. Rejoice. Oh, the women had left out of the tomb with fear and great joy. Fear and great joy, a joy which was growing, but now joy as it were, climaxes in epitome as Jesus commands joy, joy inexpressible and full of glory, joy that overwhelms, joy that is immeasurable, joy that brings you to your knees. And Jesus speaks the word, rejoice. Rejoice. But this is not all that he says. He does not only say rejoice with a joy that never ends. He also says fear not. Fear not. And it is with these words of the Lord Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus casts dread to the wind. He casts dread out. Death is overcome. Terror is transformed to rejoicing with trembling. Fear not. The most beautiful words that we can hear from one whom we have denied by our own sins and by our own rebellions. Fear not. Fear not, for I indeed have overcome death, the terror of terrors. I have overcome hell itself. And so rejoice, fear not. And then he says, go and tell. Go and tell my brethren. He doesn't say, go and tell my deserters. He says, go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. It is here in these words that Jesus not only gives joy and takes away terror, but he commissions unto service. Yes, as his people hear the voice of the risen Christ, he commissions unto service. He moves us from pious sentiment in going to honor the dead body of Jesus to empowered service. The words of the risen one are precious, each one of them in this greeting, which is like no other. And so here we consider this morning the one who speaks, whom everyone thought was silenced forever. And the one who speaks precious words even to you and to me today. Will you hear his words? To rejoice, to fear not, and to go and tell. Because that is his word to his church unto the end of the age, when we will indeed see him again when he comes in glory. Rejoice, fear not, go and tell. But lastly, as you and I consider this greeting, which is like no other, we consider the worship he receives. So not only the one who speaks, not only the words that he says, but consider lastly the worship that he receives. It's in verse 9 that three words are used to describe the response of his people. The first is they draw near. They draw near. So they came, is how the New King James translates it. but it is a specialized word in the original language. It means to draw near unto God in worship. It is a word which is used over and over in the book of Hebrews for drawing near unto the Holy of Holies, the place which was off limits, except for the high priest once a year. It's a word which describes drawing near into God's very presence because a way has been made to draw near safely. Oh, to be sure, to draw near in a wrong way is deadly. But to draw near in the way that God has provided is indeed the privilege of privileges, indeed the joy of eternity. And here they draw near, and as they do so, they fall to the ground before the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And we are told next that not only they draw near, but they grasp him by the feet. This indeed is the response to this greeting, which is like no other. They draw near with boldness and confidence unto the risen Lord, and they grasp hold of his feet as their knees hit the ground. In willing bonds, I place myself beneath you, risen Lord. I am your servant, and you are my master, and I will ever serve you, for you are worthy. And we consider the worship which Jesus receives, especially in the last verb which is used in verse 9. They draw near, they grasp him by the feet, and they worship him. They worship him. They worship him not just externally, but from the heart, which has been transformed by this greeting which is like no other. They worship him not merely with bowing down with their bodies, but indeed blessing him from their souls. They worship him, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Bread of Life, Lamb of God, Light of the World, Savior of sinners, Shepherd of the sheep. They ascribe all worth, all value, and all honor to this one. For there is none to be compared to him. They express all praise, all allegiance, and all devotion to the risen one who has conquered death and sin and hell. They indeed give all commitment and engage all trust and express all love in this word of worship. And so God's people, when they hear the words which they thought would never be heard again, when they hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, they draw near. They do not run away. They grasp him by the feet, placing themselves in willing bonds underneath of King Jesus, and they worship him. And it's not just about them or they. The issue today is this about you? Have you heard the voice of the risen Christ? For he still speaks, and he still greets his people. We go through various rubrics in our worship each and every Lord's Day, and we begin usually each worship service with a greeting from God. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can, as it were, yawn and go to sleep when we hear those things. Heard it before. Doesn't really impact me. But is it not the risen Lord who greets you? And should we not be stunned to draw near to him in safety and in boldness, to grasp hold of his feet and to honor him with all worth and value and praise and allegiance, all trust and all love? Indeed, to worship the risen Lord is to join our voices with the voices of heaven. For it is Christ's voice which indeed instills us to speak even as heaven speaks in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." And then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Jesus speaks as one risen from the dead. He speaks to you today. Hear his words. Rejoice. Fear not. Go and tell. And Jesus receives worship. Worship from those who have heard his voice and have been transformed by it. It was Jesus who had said, "Fear not. Your sins are forgiven." And this is our hope today. This is our certainty today, that because Jesus is risen, we know that our debt is paid. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Father in heaven, give us ears to hear the voice of our risen Savior. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.